country going, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It looks like they've got us all set to go. As the government shutdown became the longest in U.S. history, the impacts piled up. Across Wisconsin, early learning Head Start programs had to close down, shuttering child care programming for hundreds of children. One of them covers five counties and is run by the Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program. It closed 9 Head Start classrooms at the start of this month. We're joined now by the director of Head Start programs there, Tawny Hardiman, and thanks very much for being here.
Thank you.
So I see that you are joining us from one of your empty classrooms. How hard is this for you to see happen?
Very difficult. Even though this is out of our control, we feel really responsible for our families and the children and the impacts that we make within their lives. And so it's really hard to have told the families this after you've encouraged them to, you know, come to your center, enroll in your program. To see the empty classroom is hard. These are 3 and 4 year old children here at the center. They have fun every day. We have great teachers here, and we just worry about, you know, what are they doing? We miss them.
Yes. So children and staff in 9 classrooms, how many children are now without this early learning?
That portion of our grant funding serves 145 preschool children, ages 3 and 4, across, like I said, 9 different classrooms at 7 different locations across rural southwestern Wisconsin. And we have 34 staff furloughed as a result of the lack of a grant.
How disruptive is this in the lives of the families whose children are there?
It's extremely disruptive. You can imagine, as 3 and 4 year old children, it takes a little while to transition into a classroom and to get accustomed to things. And then suddenly this routine that they've been in every week ends, and they're kind of wondering what's going on. Additionally, with families, they rely on these classrooms for childcare while some of the families go to work or school. And they have, when they came to our program in September, they would have let go of a different enrollment spot, potentially at another childcare provider. This area is also a childcare desert in many of our communities. So they were having struggles trying to find other arrangements for their children if they don't have family or friends that are able to help them. Another thing that impacts the families is that these children receive breakfast, lunch, and snack at our centers every day, kind of through the same program that children receive foods through elementary, you know, middle school, high school. And so families were able to rely on that part of their food security. And now with the upheaval, although it sounds like it's turning around, but the upheaval with the SNAP benefits, many families were really wondering about their food security additionally.
How are they dealing with that, do you know?
And in as much contact with families since the shutdown, they were very upset, very worried, scrambling, you know, wondering what were they going to do, asking our staff if they would be available to watch their children while they went to work. You know, so yeah, they just kind of feel like the rug was yanked out from underneath them. They had a routine going, they had made arrangements, like I said, to work or go to school. And then in the middle, you know, right at the end of October, we had to let them know that our funding has not been approved for the next 12-month grant cycle.
So, as you mentioned, your staff are furloughed, going without pay. Are you worried in that childcare desert there in southwest Wisconsin that you'll lose staff because they just can't hang on?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have lost one staff person already. That was, you know, fortunately for that staff person, another opportunity came into, you know, landed in her lap right away. And I just said, well, you know, I understand you're going to have to go and do that. And there will be other staff, yes. We had three staff that were set to start new hire orientation on Monday, November the 3rd. And we had already, you know, completed all of the background checks, all of those safety things that we have to for our child care centers. And those folks had notified their employer at the time that they would be leaving and resigning and coming to our agency. So I don't know if we'll be able to retain those staff. We had another three staff that we just hired mid-October. So they're in the same thing. They just left a former employer and came to our agency. And then it just, you know, I just wonder if they're going to feel like we're a good agency to be employed with if this has happened right after they've arrived or right as they were planning to come.
Has this kind of disruption ever happened before with this program?
No, this has not, to my knowledge. This program has been in existence since the 60s, and so I don't have all of that historical knowledge. But in the, you know, more recent past, 20, 25 years, no, this has not happened.
How valuable are the benefits of Head Start programming for these children?
Oh, they learn so many things as they get ready to enter kindergarten. You know, one of the biggest things that kids learn are some social skills, like how do I learn to listen to instructions? How do I learn to follow the routines of school? How do I make friends? It, you know, those things are so much even more important than the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. It's just learning how to listen. When do I sit still? When do I get up to go? And this might be their first experience away from home. So it gets them prepared for what that environment would be like at the school. And they have a lot of fun. We have a really beautiful outdoor playground. We do have routine and structure, but it is a play-based learning environment. So they're completing art every day, reading books. There's a block center, dramatic play. We know how kids love to dress up, especially we just had Halloween. So they're just gaining so many things, so much confidence. So we had, in this particular classroom, we have 14 children, and we had three at the beginning of the year that just were heartbroken, right? They hadn't been away from home before, and they cried. And so that part has ended for them. They are adjusted. They're used to coming, and now we're worried if this shutdown happens, you know, for a long period of time, how difficult will it be for them to transition back into this setting?
Even if or when federal funding resumes, will you be able to kind of seamlessly bring your programming back up to speed?
It won't be as quick as what a person might think. So when the federal government shut down, our regional offices, the national offices that support programs, those staff were furloughed on October 1st. So we have grant applications. As I said, our grant cycle runs from November 1st to October 31st. And that grant application is in there in the system waiting to be awarded. So once the government opens back up, they will have to recall those federal, well, those regional and national workers for Head Start. They'll have to review our application again, and then we have to wait for the notice of award. So our understanding is that could take about 1 to 2 weeks. And then once we receive the notice of award, hopefully it will be for the full amount that we have, you know, requested, then we would put together a plan, recall staff, give them a little bit of time in the classroom to get things back up and running, such as getting food, groceries for breakfast, lunch, and snack, and then contact families. So it's going to take us at least probably 3 weeks, would be my guess, even after the government reopens.
Tawny Hardiman, thanks very much for explaining to us what your program does.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
I bet you miss all those little faces, too.
Oh, I do. They're so sweet. They hug you all the time. And they just, hi, because my office is here, and when I walk by the classroom, they say hi. And if you're having a bad day, there's not a better place to be than to come in, take a break, and read a book to a child.
Well, again, thank you. I think it really sheds a lot of light on the real world impact of all of this. Thank
Oh,
you.
yeah. Well, thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.
You too. Good luck going forward.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.